Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport, the home of cycling. And Brad, the peloton has made it all the way to Paris.
They have, yeah, and what a stage finish as well from Sam Bennett. A little bit disappointing, actually, the crowds, but we understand why, obviously, with the COVID and obviously the time of year. But, a little bit underwhelming from a public point of view. And maybe, you know, it's quite nice. We got used to in recent years finishing in the dark, but the sprint finish gave us everything that we expected and deserved, I guess, from Sam Bennett. We tipped him yesterday to win it, and what a way to win green. Green on the Champs-Élysées.
The sixth man to win in green on the Champs-Élysées in the history of the Tour de France. It was the finish we wanted, less well done, though, for what we saw, or rather didn't see, at the beginning of the stage.
Yeah, it was a bit underwhelming as well, wasn't it, really? It was pathetic, actually. We thought, because of that, that they might do something when we enter the Champs-Élysées, but I think we were just wishful thinking, weren't we? Yeah, a bit of a shame, actually. If they were going to make a statement to make it to that degree, it wasn't worth doing.
A disappointing start to the day, to say the least, but certainly the finish we wanted to see. Here it is, as called by Colton Kirby on Eurosport.
And suddenly they straighten up. Wonderful leading out going on right now as Michael Morkov picks it up. The others still want to be in the frame here. And Caleb Ewan, well, he just looks out of position for the time being. There goes Sam Bennett. He is released. He's got the world champion centre of the road. He eats into that. Oh, and he's going to take it, I think. And he does so. Brilliance at work. Sam Bennett turns green into joy. Wonderful stuff. That was fabulous to witness. He cried when he won it. A stage for the first time on stage 10. He'll be crying again at the end of this, but at the moment it's a cathartic moment for him. And the first Irishman since Sean Kelly to take home the green jersey, and he's got two stage wins to boot, Sean.
Yes, and we can see here, perfect by Sam Bennett. We could see Stuyven leading out for Pedersen, and Sam Bennett just waiting, and takes it up here. We can see, you know, that power, winning it comfortably there. Sagan coming up, but much too far off, and Pedersen getting second, Sagan third.
So Brad, talk us through that finish there. You called it. You were saying when we were watching on the monitor down in the studio, He was in the perfect position, Sam Bennett.
He was, and he waited just long enough to launch his sprint, and he won it with ease, really. Caleb Ewan was nowhere, was he, really?
No, you got to think he's getting over the mountains has taken it out of him these past few days.
Also, that new, you know, as they come into the sort of K and a half to go, that road now has now been halved or minimalised because of a bus lane of some description, and it's almost taken away the width of that road, you know, and people being able to move up. It's very kind of, it's more key to be in position now. I think it's ruined it a little bit from that point of view. It's very, very narrow.
Yeah, so it's a very strange tour all around. Good to see Mads Pedersen up there in the rainbow jersey.
Mads Pedersen.
Gunning for the win. He finished second. Pete Sagan.
Sagan,
Big third. Pete giving it a crack, coming in third.
I mean, there was just nothing he could do to beat Sam Bennett this last 3 weeks. Straight line sprinted, he was nowhere even near him.
We recorded a segment earlier because we were expecting quite a lot from the men's peloton at the beginning of today.
Yeah.
And obviously we didn't get it.
No.
We were ready for a lot. It delivered very little. This was our reaction earlier today. So Brad, we saw earlier we were expecting the peloton to make a statement on racism when the race began today. Kevin Retzer leading the race out with the jersey wearers. What we got was underwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah, pathetic. It was, you know, it was worse doing it, wasn't it? It just shows, didn't it, how it was just inadequate. I mean, it was just, and why now? Why at the end? Suddenly because a few people, because Kevin did that interview and there's been a bit of talk about it, and it's just
the most token of token gestures.
It was a token gesture that did nothing. There's no solidarity, no unity there. You know, using a Sharpie on your face mask.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's pathetic. And, you know, it's, yeah, it was the worst show of solidarity I've ever seen in a sports event.
I was talking with podcast Pete earlier. I was saying I'd like to see, for example, Pogacar stop as soon as the peloton hits the Champs-Élysées, as soon as they reach the Arc de Triomphe. I'd like to see Pogacar stop, take a knee, and the rest of the peloton follow suit, because he's the yellow jersey wearer. And so yeah, it's incumbent upon the rest of the riders to follow
but
what the other jersey wearer
I mean,
does.
Obviously, that's not going to happen, is it?
Because, no.
Yeah, but...
But if they did, it would be a photo shown around the world.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And that would be something that's quite impactful.
There could be a greater powerful message that could be displayed today. And there's many, many ways of doing it. And the way they did it is not one of them. If anything, it's... so that's it now. They've done it. And that cycling tick-ticks box.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. And, right, we've got that out of the way
now. We won't
now.
Hear any more of it now. That'll be it. They've done their little face masks with their silly little Sharpies. And, you know, that's it. That's deemed acceptable. And it's... I don't know what to say on it, really, other than it's pathetic. Yeah. Is there not a better metaphor than a Sharpie on a face mask?
Well, Brad, not the note that we would have wanted to have ended on, but thank you for your company this past 3 weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Graham. Thank you, Pete. And a huge congratulations to Sam Bennett of Ireland for his green jersey. Tadej Pogacar, 21, great. And congratulations to Ernesto Colnago. First time Colnago has ridden into Paris on the Colnago bike.
Obviously, 2012, you were focused on the next thing, which is the Olympics for you at the time. But give us an idea of what Pogacar is going to be up to this evening.
Well,
how's he going to be enjoying himself?
I'm sure they'll have a good celebration. I was just thinking before, normally they go to the post-draw crits now, don't they?
Mm.
And they're not going to happen, I imagine, now, are they? Because of the time
of
year, etc.
Yeah.
So normally in terms of capitalising on it and good money and all that, then that's obviously off now. The next thing is obviously that's rare now is the World Championships next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the Giro in 2 weeks' time where we'll see the likes of Peter Sagan back in action. Geraint Thomas, Nibali, Yago Fuchsang. And I think it's going to be, we're looking forward to that. We haven't got long to wait, have we?
Simon Yates. No, 2 weeks until we're back. On that note, we should say thank you to everyone who's been listening to the Bradley Wiggins Show.
Huge thank you. We've had over a million downloads, haven't we?
1 million downloads just in 2020.
1 million downloads.
So please do keep writing in. Let us know what you think of the show. Subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. Brad, thank you again.
Thank you.
Podcast Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks for your stamina this past 3 weeks.
Pete.com.
You can follow Brad on social media.
So we go.
Eurosport on Twitter at Eurosport_UK. Plus, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Brad, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.